Since October, about 20 Vermont schools have been competing in a first-of-its-kind project that combines both of those fields. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the teams of students gathered today in Randolph Center to show their work.
A big white rectangle that covered the floor represented the state of Vermont. Marked on it were various towns, and on each town stood small buildings ranging from matchbox size to breadbox size. Each is a replica of a historic structure in the town, and each was created using a 3D printer. The buildings are the culmination of months of work that started with learning their history.
It's authentic historical research. It's more of what a historian would do rather than a history student.
The competition is the brainchild of Hartford High School teacher Mike Hathorn, who adapted it from a similar college event. Hathorn trained teachers from around the state to work with teams of students at their schools. The first step was choosing which buildings to study. Then came researching their histories and studying their architecture. Next, they used 3D modeling software to create a virtual replica of the buildings. After that came the process of turning the virtual model into a real one, using a 3D printer to create a three-dimensional scale replica. Hathorn says each step presented new challenges for the students.
The end result is the kids not only go away with a better history knowledge of their town, but they have so many problem-solving skills that they've developed along the way. And I think that's probably what they're going to carry with them forever.
One of the more intriguing projects was done by students from Windsor High School, who recreated a building that no longer exists. It was a cotton mill. Freshmen Brianna Diggs and Vincent Moykins are part of the team.
We have documents and pictures from when it was in use.
And we also have designs here, schematics of the original building when it was a cotton mill.
Windsor High School senior Shelby Giebert says the students also located a roster of the people who once worked at the mill.
You know, there was a lot of families where, you know, the parents and the children were working at the factory together.
Giebert was struck by the fact that some of the workers were as young as 9 years old.
You know, it just makes you think about how kids lived in the past. It really does.
The competition was a collaboration between Hartford High School, several state agencies and departments, and Google. Matt Dunn of Google says the idea could catch on.
We've never seen anything quite like this before, and it's great that Vermont is piloting it. And hopefully if this takes off, we'll not only see it in additional years, but in other parts of the country as well.
At the end of the day, the Windsor High School team, which created the 3D version of the old cotton mill, took first prize. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.